Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We want to hear the lengths you've gone for love.
Uh-oh.
Has anybody in this room done anything stupid to try to win somebody back?
Win back. Someone back, no.
Or to try to win someone in general. I mean, it can be, links for love to me is like, I really dig that girl and I do anything. You try to like I've known people who, I've talked about them before, I call them adapters.
I was just going to say, I think I'm low key one of them.
What is that?
So I knew this girl when I met her. She was a roommate of who would eventually become one of my ex-wives. And she was like sedentary as hell, sat around on the couch, whatever. And then she saw this boy that she really liked, kind of figured out that he was an avid, like Lance Armstrong level cyclist. So she bought the spandex. She bought a Cannondale bike, started, learned to clip in, like rode her bike 50, 60 miles a day.
Dang.
To get with this dude.
And did that end up happening?
Oh yeah, they got together.
Wow.
Once he figured out that she was sort of an imposter in the biker community, he was not thrilled.
But, oh, wow.
It's not.
There's a fine line, because as someone who dabbled in cycling recently.
I did the exact same thing I'm talking about.
Yes, with Navy.
You psychopath.
You bought Cannondales.
No, I didn't buy anything, but I got interested and I started to learn about it because I knew that that was a passion of his. So I was just wondering.
Did you have the big
but I didn't get anything. No, I didn't. Did I have
only one testicle as a result of?
Yes. I wear my Livestrong bracelet all the time.
And you hooked up and this worked? Or you?
No, it did not work.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing.
He was way faster.
I think he's halfway up I-70 right now. I think here's the difference. I think if you're dating somebody and then you slowly adapt to them, that's one kind of length for love.
Yeah.
But if you jumped on board with a hobby to try to woo them.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Desperation.
Like, you're gross.
Yeah.
Especially cyclists.
I know.
Do I ride a Peloton now? Yeah.
No wonder you can't catch him.
I'm steady.
The other one that I'm reminded of, and I've said this one before, so forgive me if you've heard it in the room, but there was a time where my singer in the band was...
Dang, he got, oh my gosh.
He was so into this girl, and they were together, and then they broke up. And he wanted to win her back, so he wrote her a song. Mm. And then he went into a recording studio and used the bank of hours that we had to record our stuff and recorded
his one song?
Solo homage to her. Because I remember her contacting me, and we went out to talk to On the Border, and she's like, did you hear the song? And I'm like, what song? She's like, he made a song. And I'm like, how did he?
Wait a second.
So I called our studio and was like, do we have any time hours left? And they're like, no.
In fact, you owe us.
They're like, yeah, you owe us about $40,000.
Did it work, though?
No.
Oh. Oh man.
No. I was gonna say, anytime you're having conversations with somebody else about like your relationship, I've been that brought back a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
It's like, so have you like heard from her? And they're like, brother, just let it go.
Let it go.
If you're asking me, you're not dating. Exactly. I'm just letting you know. Yeah. That, yes, I've heard from her. She makes weird little sounds, but she's really excited.
Stop it.
All right, so if you've done something drastic in the name of love, we call it Links for Love. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
When I was a freshman in high school, I went to Disney World. The marching band got to go to Disney World, and the girl I was dating at the time was not in the marching band, so we were like a week apart, you know, and when you're like 15 or whatever, it's like the worst thing in the world. So at one of the gift shops, I got her the giant lollipops that they have. They sell, they're ungodly. I don't even know. They're like 2 feet. Just a huge thing. And I had to bring it back on the bus with the entire marching band. And I was a freshman and got made fun. And they're like, well, yeah, where are you going to put that? And I was like, maybe if we could all squeeze our bags together.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did it work?
No, not really. It's way too big to even eat. Like, I don't know what you even do with
it. No one squeezed their bags together.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Did you bring it back in one piece?
I did.
Though?
I brought it back in one piece, and she was just kind of like, okay, thanks. Like,
yeah, big lollipop.
Yeah.
And in your brain, she was going to go, big lollipop, please take your pants off.
Something like that. Yeah.
Somewhere in the wheelhouse of like, yeah. Lollipop is my trigger. Yeah.
My brain wasn't fully formed yet at 15.
There's somebody who wrote in saying the guy sent her $700 on Venmo.
Someone could easily.
I mean, I could find any of you on Venmo. Would that get you there where it's like,
oh,
just a big heart
saying.
And like, here's $700.
It would definitely make me like, oh, I'm interested.
$700? What a rate.
I would take $100.
It's kind of a random number, isn't it?
Here's the thing.
I would take a poke on Facebook. Thinking about you. Like,
or just a lollipop emoji. You send in your lollipop emojis. What's T-Hack? What's your handle on Insta?
T-Hack is whack.
Okay, yeah. Send lollipop emojis to that. Aaron, what's your Venmo? Do not start it! Aaron's like got an OnlyFans account right now. All right, so if you've done something stupid in the name of love, we call it Links for Love. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a story? We want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059.
We're looking for people who have gone to great lengths for love.
Oh, for love.
Ryan.
Yai.
Links for Love. What do you do?
So it wasn't me. It's my now wife, actually. When we were in high school dating, well, we had split up for a little bit, you know, like high school kids do. Mm-hmm. I was out with some friends one night, and I came home. My room was in the basement, and so it was really dark. And I just laid in bed, and happened to lay on top of my wife. She had snuck into my room because I blocked her phone number, and she just needed to see me, so she waited in my room all night until I got home and scared the
She scaled
soul out
the
of my body.
Outside walls, got through like the
yeah.
security systems.
Whoa.
And
yeah, all of that.
And
it worked.
You came home a little tipsy and you're like, oh look, a naked girl. Was she naked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd do it.
I hope it's my girl.
Yeah, and then you ended up marrying her.
Yes.
That was very effective. Ladies, if you're listening.
My soul left my body.
Yeah.
So when I, because I didn't know it was her. It was just pitched. I just laid down. I'm like, who's this?
That'd be a little weird. Wow. Someone
Hello. It's not even my birthday. That's a great one. Thank you for the call, man. Lizzie.
Yay.
Lengths for love. What'd you do for love?
This was kind of extreme, you guys. I got my ex-boyfriend's name tattooed on my neck.
On your neck?
Was this it? Yes. Oh, my God. What's his name? How long is it?
Luckily, it's just three letters. It's Joe.
Okay.
Joe, he needs to take me back. I did that for him.
Hold on. Did you do it while things were good in the relationship?
Oh, no.
Or did you do it as a desperate attempt to save the relationship?
The second.
Oh, God!
God.
I mean, I can see being blinded by love and going ahead and getting...
Job.
I mean, but just like... Can you imagine if you're like dating someone named Elizabeth and you're like, can I just call you Eliza? Eli?
Liz.
But like Joe is not bad and you can probably turn it into something else.
Okay.
We can have our buddy Birdman come in and give you some neck tattoo ideas. So, So now you're just walking around with a Joe tattoo and then just hitting on everybody with Joe in their name.
Yeah. I guess if maybe I need to meet a Joel at a L.
Did you? Yeah, if you meet a Joel
nice,
or a Joey, you can just add a letter.
Yeah, or Joey.
So you, when you did it, was that, did he just look at you like you were pathetic? Mm. Yeah, what was it like when you showed him your artwork?
He was, it wasn't the reaction I was hoping for, obviously.
Clearly. All right. Thank you for the call, Lizzie. Mandy.
Hi.
Yeah, lengths for love. What'd you do?
I did it.
What'd you do?
Hi. So I am a professional trumpet player and my husband is a professional drummer. But back when we were like 16, 17, marching this thing called drum corps, every time he was in a better drum corps than me. So every few shows, there was barely any shows that we went to that were at the same time. But instead of going to watch the horns, like I'm a horn player, I went to the drum line and stared at him because I thought it was the hottest thing I'd ever seen. And he thought it was cute. We did it for a little while, broke up. Long story short, I moved out to Colorado here because I'm from San Diego. Moved out here, and now we're married with kids.
Wait, okay.
So did he end up stalking you at the end?
Yeah,
after he's like, I miss you watching me drum.
Yeah. Well, he actually, come to find out, he thought it was cute and thought I thought it was a stalker, but I would just go to the drumline warm up because I knew he was there and he was smoking. And so he would come up and like we would chat for a little bit, but the shows are so timely that like we wouldn't have a chance to really chat. And this was before social media, phones, anything.
Yeah, no, you had to stand there and watch him
drum, and he watched you horn.
Yeah. Yeah. Band nerds.
Yeah, exactly. Band nerds unite. Yeah, exactly.
No, it is really touching when band nerds get together. Thank you for the call. I slept with a flute player. So.
You did? Not a
I did.
It
no,
was
yeah, no,
it wasn't a flute.
No, it was
third chair, too.
She was not first chair. For sure. You can never get the first chair.
You can't nail the first
chair. Yeah, no. Okay. It's not a chance. Antonio.
Yai.
Links for love. What'd you do?
So I was a performer. I performed across states. Uh-huh. And I was doing a drag show in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I met my fiance there. So this is about him. And we met there, and then a month later, he had me move down there, and we've been together for 7 years, and we'll be getting married here in July.
So you're talking actual length. You moved all the way to New Mexico.
About 400 miles, yes.
Yeah, that's a real legitimate length.
that's something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.